What's going on, everybody? This is another episode. So, I've been thinking about this idea. People talk about, you know, do your own research, make up your own mind. And I don't disagree. But the problem is, honestly, that it's not specific enough. I know it sounds kind of nitpicky, but there's a good reason why I'm saying this. So, you could do your own research and that could lead to areas that are conspiracy theories and this kind of thing. And so doing your own research can lead to you becoming... you learning misinformation, things that are not necessarily true. This is why it's important to become a critical thinker, become a nuanced thinker, because, you know, doing your own research is not necessarily enough, especially if you're not willing to challenge your own confirmation bias and this kind of thing. And so you have to be very, very careful about this. People tell you, like, oh, do your own research, make up your own mind. And that's, I agree, but unfortunately, that particular, prescription for life is too simple. I could say, I could add something like, do your own research, but don't buy into your own bullshit, which is very easy to do. It's easier to do that than actually to, like, look at research that you disagree with but might be true. Look at things you disagree with that might be true. And then you find research, or you might find studies, or whatever it is, right? And this is the deep nature of narrative, and how narrative causes all these weird problems. Because people will make all kinds of, like, excuses for the research, like, oh, this research was biased, and it was, like, only focusing on one group. It's like, well, do you have anything to counter that? Like, you can't just give yourself narrative. You have to become willing to become intellectually honest and say, like, well, I don't actually know if this is actually true or not. My narrative says it's not true, but that doesn't mean that that's actually true. That my narrative is true, right? And this is why it's important to be skeptical. You know, most people, when they use skepticism, they use it against things that they disagree with already. Like, if you're an atheist, you're going to be skeptical towards religion. If you believe in religion or God, you're going to be skeptical towards atheism. Well, you might not be, but, like, you know what I mean? If you're on the left wing, you're skeptical towards right-wing positions. If you're right-wing, you're skeptical of left-wing positions. It's like, that's not how you use skepticism. You have to use skepticism on your own positions just as much as on the other positions, if not more. Because you already know the problems with the other positions. You can point those out in some ways, and you might even be right, but that's not the problem. The problem is, even if you are 100% right on the other positions, you might be wrong on your positions as well, because you're not willing to do the work yourself. And this is not something that, like, you can do in, like, a sitting, like, you know, I did some research and I found a couple of web pages that were saying this and this guy. No. You gotta be, like, willing to I mean, if it comes to that level, you might want to, like, be careful about that as well. Like, you could even go even further with that and go, like, well, actually, what I found is different in this kind of thing, right? Oftentimes, I've noticed, even when people are citing news articles, they're not looking at the sources of those articles. They're not looking at the sources themselves, and this kind of thing. Honestly, I've noticed most people, when they're on social media, they just look at a headline and they're like, oh, this headline is, you know, dumb, or this is a dumb thing that's happening, whatever it is, right? So it's even worse than that in a lot of cases. And so when people tell you, oh, do your own research, make up your own mind, it's true. I agree with that. But I think if you're going to be doing this right, you're going to have to make it something else. Like, do your own research, make up your own mind, but don't buy into your own bullshit. Question your own assumptions just as much as the assumptions of the other group that you disagree with. Because I mean, you can do none of this. That's perfectly fine, I guess. It's just like you're going to be deluding yourself, and then you're going to be deluding others. But that's kind of what social media is anyways. If you want to be honest. That's why I don't really like post on Twitter much, or X, or whatever they call it these days. Because a lot of it is just like, oh, this is bad, this is happening here. It's like, oh yeah, well, we could all point out the problems of this and this and this. But that's not necessarily the best way of doing these things. So, yeah, do your own research, but don't buy into your own bullshit. Right? Or if you wanted to put it in a nicer way, you could say, do your own research, but question your own assumptions as well. So, yeah. Just some more understandings about how to become more of a nuanced thinker as we get deeper into Volume 2.